sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早晨好。
I think it is a special grace of the Lord that on the first day of the year we can gather together before Him.
我们知道这真是神特别的恩典，在新年的第一天，我们就可以聚集在他的面前。
And we could have some mutual encouragement.
我们可以彼此有些劝勉。
Time really flies.
时间实在是飞快。
And we come to another year.
我们就来到新的一年当中。
In the past of Winter Conference and also in the English Winter Retreat.
在我们过去的冬令会和英文组的退休会当中。
And our both speakers reminded us the end of time is very near.
两位讲员都提醒到我们，末日实在是近了。
The return of our Lord is very imminent.
我们主再来的日子非常的临近了。
So the encouragement from our brothers was we need to live out our life as a testimony for the Lord.
所以我们弟兄们对我们的劝勉是我们要在耶稣基督里活出他的见证。
And also we need to learn how to number our days.
我们并且知道怎样数算自己的日子。
And so that we can walk wisely.
所以我们可以靠着智慧来行走。
So with that in mind,
借着我们心中这样的一个盼望。
And as for the year of 2011, it's only 11 hours and 10 minutes old.
因为2011年只有11个小时11分钟过去了。
If the Lord tarries,
如果主还延迟的话，
and we have an entire year ahead of us,
我们就有整个的新的一年在我们前边。
May each one of us have a clear purpose for this year.
愿我们每位弟兄姐妹在新的一年当中都有一个非常明确的目的。
And every day we'll have this desire to live for Him.
每天我们心中有个愿望要为他而活。
And we make every day an opportunity that we can come to know Him.
愿每天我们都有机会能够更多的认识他。
So all our days will consider be accounted for by the Lord.
所以每天我们都在主面前能够活得算数。
This morning I would like to share the topic concerning reading God's words.
今天早晨我愿意和弟兄姐妹们分享读经。这个主题。
I remember a year ago, and also on the first Sunday of 2011, I was here.
我记得在2011年的第一个主日，也是我在这边分享。
And I was also sharing on the same topic.
我也是分享同样一个主题。
But we know that the repetition itself doesn't mean redundancy.
我们知道重复并不是一个没有意义的重复。
And everything that is repeated in the Bible means that it is a very important thing that needs to be re-emphasized.
因为在圣经当中每一句话特别是重复的话都是非常重要的需要我们特别的提醒。
I think by the same token, we need to put our emphasis again concerning the matter of reading God's words.
所以同样我们也应该把读经这件事情放在一个非常重要的主题上。
Because the word of God is a very crucial and to our Christian walk before Him.
因为神的话对于我们在基督徒的行走当中是非常非常重要。
So hoping in the year ahead we could come to know the word of the Lord in the fuller sense.
盼望我们在新的一年里边对神的话语有一个更丰满的认识。
And we can grow our life in Christ and understanding the will of our Lord.
我们能够对神的旨意有一个全新更深的了解。
That's the first read a few passages.
让我们先来读几处经文。
The first passage is from 2 Timothy chapter 3.
我们第一处要读的经文是提摩太后书第三章。
We're going to read verses 16 and 17.
第三章第16、17节。
And we're going to read it in both English and Chinese.
我们先读英文，然后中文。
We're going to read it together in English and Chinese.
我们中文和英文一起来读。
All scriptures is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. Okay, the second passage is in Jeremiah chapter 15.
第二节经文是在耶利米书第十五章。
Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16.
第十六节。
Let's again read it together.
我们还是一同来读。
Thy words were found and I ate them, and thy words became for me a joy and a delight of my heart, for I have been called by thy name. Okay, the last passage is is in Colossians chapter 3.
最后一节经文是在哥罗西书第三章
verse 16
第16节
we just read the first part of it.
我们只读16节的前面一部分。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 16
哥罗书三章16节
Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you. So concern the matter of reading God's words.
所以当我们谈到读神话语的这件事情的时候,
I would like to share four points, or actually questions, or answers to four questions.
我愿意和弟兄姐妹们分享四个点, 也是对四个问题的答案。
Why, what, how, and when?
就是为什么, 我们怎样读, 我们以什么样的态度读, 怎样读, 读什么?
Okay, our brother already spelled it out for us. So it's a, why is reading God's word so important?
为什么读神的话语是非常重要的?
Okay, let's first look at why is it so important to read God's words?
为什么我们读神的话语非常重要?
From 2 Timothy, we can see that the Bible is God-breathed.
因为从提摩太后书我们可以看见圣经都是神所默示的。
And God's word is crucially, vitally important to our Christian walk.
因为神的话对我们在基督徒的行走当中是非常重要的。
We know that the word of God is a breath of God to our spiritual life.
因为神的话语是他气息所 向我们灵里边所说的话。
Behind all the written words in the book,
在所有圣经里边所写的话语当中,
there is a breath of God behind it.
是神的灵所, 出来的气息。
If we were to grow spiritually,
如果我们的灵里边需要长大,
we need the word of the Lord.
我们需要神的话语。
And also, Paul encouraged Timothy.
在这里边我们看见保罗鼓励提摩太,
and for the man of God to be adequate, to be equipped to do every good work.
要属神的人得以完全, 预备行各样的善事。
Timothy needs the word of God.
提摩太需要神的话。
And that is also true for us.
对我们来讲, 这也是一个事实。
If we all want to do the work of the Lord,
如果我们要做神的事, 行神的工,
and we need to have the word of God.
我们也需要神的话语。
We know that he says it's every good work in 2 Timothy, Paul mentioned to Timothy.
在提摩太后书里边, 保罗对提摩太所提的每一件, 善事。
And the word good.
这是讲到的是善事。
And the word good is only referred to our Lord and his work in the Bible.
善事只指到主耶稣在地上所行的和圣经里边所讲的话。
So only the work that is reflecting the nature and the character and also the will of God is good.
所以只有当这些事情能够反映到神的本性和圣经里边神的心意的，这些才是善事。
So if we want to do the work that is pleasing to the Lord, we need to know his word.
如果我们要行合神心意的事情的话，我们必须了解他的话语。
Also, in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15,
在提摩太前书第三章15节里面,
and Paul says that the house of God is the church of, is the church of the living God.
这里边保罗告诉说, 这家就是永生神的教会。
The church of the living God is the pillar and the support of the truth.
是真理的根基和柱石。
The truth is in the Bible.
这真理在圣经里边。
And God has entrusted this responsibility to his church.
神把这个责任已经交托给他的教会。
We need to hold on the truth and we need to let the truth shine.
我们需要持守真理并且能够坚守住这个真理。
And brothers and sisters, that responsibility is on you and on me.
弟兄姐妹们, 这个责任也在你, 在我身上。
And we need to know the truth by reading God's word.
我们需要认识真理, 通过读圣经来认识真理。
And the last aspect of it,
最后一个点,
the word of God directs our path, our steps.
神的话要指导我们前面的脚步。
And it also shows us the goal.
也他要显明我们的目标。
Psalm 119 verse 105, it says,
诗篇第119篇105节,
Thy word is a lamp to my feet,
你的话是我脚前的灯,
and a light to my path,
是我路上的光。
Our brother shares with us that
我们的弟兄跟我们分享到
The lamp to our feet directs, showed us the way.
因为我们脚前的光脚前的灯能够指引我们前面的道路
And the light to our path shows us the goal.
我们路上的光知道我们的目标
So brothers and sisters, a lot of times we would like to find out, Lord, what's your way for me?
有的时候很多时候我们问主耶稣你在我前面的道路是什么
And the Lord, what's your purpose and your will for me?
你的目的你的旨意在我的心身上是什么
And the Bible says that Thy word is a lamp to my feet
圣经告诉我们说你的话就是我脚前的灯
And a light to my path
是我路上的光
And we need to find out the will of the Lord We need to find out His way
我们当我们向寻求神的心意寻求神的道路的时候
Brother and sister, it is in the book
因为这些都在这本书里边
That's why it is so important to read God's words.
这就是为什么非常重要的，我们要读神的话。
And the second question is, what is a proper attitude we should have as we read God's words?
第二个事情就是我们应该有怎样一个正确的态度来读神的话。
So, brothers and sisters, we know that the word of the Lord is life and is spirit.
我们知道神的话是生命，是灵。
Without the word of the Holy Spirit, by our carnal mind, no matter how intelligent you are, we cannot understand it.
没有圣灵的启示，靠着我们天然人的思想，不管我们是怎样聪明，我们都没有办法明白神的话。
So every time as we come to the word,
所以当每次我们来到神话语面前的时候
we need to prepare ourselves.
我们需要准备我们自己。
In Psalm 119,
在诗篇119篇
the psalmist says to the Lord,
这个诗人这样对神说
He said, open his eyes so that he can see the wonderful things.
让他打开他的眼睛可以看见神的奇妙。
And he prayed to the Lord, teach him so that he can have understanding.
要神教导他可以明白神的话语。
And he also prayed to the Lord to turn his eyes away from any vanity.
他要他神把他的目光从那些邪恶的事情转离开。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the psalmist's desire, also his prayer.
这是诗人的心里边的心愿和他的祷告。
Quite often, as we come before the Lord unprepared.
很多的时候，我们来到神的面前的时候，我们没有准备好。
Especially in the morning, as we open his book.
特别是当早晨的时候，当我们打开他话语的时候。
And then we bow and we try to read his word.
我们向他低头，我们读他的话语。
Even before our daily activity started.
当我们这些一天的事情开始之前
And our hearts was already distracted
我们的心实际已经被很多的事情牵扯去了
And there's all kinds of thoughts going through our mind
在我们的心思当中有许多各种各样的思想想法
And it seems even we spend time but we couldn't read God's word into our heart
虽然我们在神的面前花了时间但是我们又把他的话语读到我们心里边去
So brothers and sisters every time as we come before the word
所以弟兄姐妹们每次我们来到神话语面前的时候
We need to prepare ourselves
我们需要准备自己
We need to quiet ourselves
我们需要在神面前安静
And we need to let the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us to touch the reality behind the word
我们需要圣灵来引领我们接触到这个神话语所涉及到实际
We need the Holy Spirit to do the work of our unfolding
我们需要圣灵来做开启的工作
We really thank the Lord for His perfect and complete salvation.
我们感谢主，他给我们一个完全的救恩。
Because we already have His life in us.
因为我们已经有他的生命在我们里边。
And this life loves His words.
我们这个生命是喜爱他的话语。
And we also have the Holy Spirit in us.
我们也有圣灵住在我们里边。
And the Holy Spirit is the teacher of the truth.
圣灵乃是这真理的唯一的教导者。
If we are willing to come, bring ourselves, collect ourselves before the Lord.
如果我们愿意来到神面前的话
And the Holy Spirit will do His wonderful work in us.
圣灵就会做他奇妙的工作
And you might not get the great big light like Paul saw on his way to Damascus.
我们也许不会再像保罗一样在他去大马士革路上所见的大光
But there's a little light that could be revealed by the Holy Spirit in us.
但是圣灵可以把那些微弱的光启示在我们每个人心中
And each one of us will touch the reality.
我们每个人就可以接触到神所要接触的实际
And so, brothers and sisters, every time as we come before the Lord, let us be reminded we need to quiet ourselves before Him.
所以弟兄姐妹们，每次当我们来到神面前的时候，我们需要提醒自己，我们需要在神面前安静。
And the second aspect concerning the attitude.
第二个关于态度的事情。
And as it mentioned in John chapter 14, verse 21.
就像圣经在约翰福音第十四章二十一节里边所讲的。
Our Lord says that who is the one who loves him?
我们的神说，谁是那些爱他的人？
He said, he who has his commandments.
他说，有了我的命令。
And that keep them.
有遵守的人。
He it is who loves me.
这就是爱我的人。
So there's the attitude, brothers and sisters, as we come before the Lord, as we read his word, we have this attitude to know his commandments and to keep them.
所以我们这里应该有一个基本的态度，就是我们愿意知道他的命令，又愿意遵守他的命令。
To allow the word to be applied in our daily lives.
愿这些命令能够成为我们每天生活当中可以应用的实际。
In church history, Brother C.T. Studd was a servant greatly used by the Lord.
在教会的历史当中，我们的 Studd 弟兄，他是一个被神大用的人。
施达德
弟兄。
Every morning when he got up, we were told that he will open the book of the Lord.
每天早晨当他开始的时候，他都打开神的话语。
And the attitude he had before the Lord was, Lord, what kind of promises I can find today?
他在神话语面前的态度是，今天他的态度不是我要找到怎样的应许。
Rather, his attitude was, Lord, what commandments you have for me today?
乃是今天你对我的生命有怎样的命令。
Brothers and sisters, if we love the Lord,
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们爱神，
we would like to have His commandments.
我们就愿意遵守他的命令，
and we would like to keep them.
并且遵守他的命令。
May the Lord draw our hearts.
愿神吸引我们的心，
so that we can truly see how great love He has for us.
我们可以看见他向着我们那奇妙的大爱。
And in response, we will also love Him.
在我们的回应当中，我们也可以爱他。
And the third aspect, also the last aspect concerning the attitude.
第三个也是最后一个关于态度的事情。
And we should set our heart reading and studying His words.
我们应该把我们的心定在读神的话语上边。
In the Old Testament time, the scribe Ezra was the one who was very skilled in the law of the Lord.
在旧约的里边，我们知道那个文士以斯拉，他是非常精通神话语的。
And the Bible describes him as a person who was a very skilled.
圣经告诉我们说，他在神的话语边非常的精通。
And he also set his heart to study the law of the Lord.
并且他的心是定睛在神，寻求神的律例和典章上。
So on the one hand, it is the Lord who attracts us, and he loves us.
一方面是神吸引我们，他爱我们。
But on the other hand, on our part, we also need to respond.
但是在另外一个方面，我们这方面需要有一个回应。
So we can, one of the responses we could have is to set our heart to follow him, to study his word.
我们其中一个回应就是我们应该把我们的心定在神的话语上，学习他的话语。
And a lot of brothers and sisters, or actually myself included, probably we don't believe in the New Year resolutions anymore.
很多的弟兄姐妹们，包括我自己来讲。我们就不大相信这个新年的志向。
Yeah, we made the resolution on the first day of the year, and we kind of just couldn't follow through after a week.
因为我们很多的时候立了新年的志愿，但是过了一周之后，我们就发现我们没有办法来继续遵循这个志愿。
But the Lord does require desire us to set our heart to study His word.
但是神他要求我们把我们的心定睛在学习他的话语上。
He does require us to have this desire.
他要求我们有心里边有这样一个愿望。
But even this desire and this determination is not from our own strength or our own mind.
这个愿望，这个决心，也不是出于我们自己的心思。
It's not by mind nor by power. It is by the Spirit.
因为不是靠势力，不是靠才能，乃是靠耶和华的灵方能成事。
Brothers and sisters, if we have this desire,
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们心里有这样一个愿望
，The Lord will honor it.
神。就会让我们能够遵守这个愿望。
The Lord will keep it.
神让我们能够保守这个愿望。
And the Holy Spirit will sustain it.
圣灵也能够帮助我们来在这个愿望中生活。
May we all have this desire to read His word.
愿我们心中都有这样一个愿望， 愿意读他的话语。
By His grace, we set our heart to study.
愿我们借着他的恩典，把我们的心定睛在读他话语上。
Okay, now we come to how.
那我们就来到怎样读他的话语。
How do we read His words?
我们怎样来读他的话语呢？
So there are many, many methods concerning reading God's words.
在读圣经的这件事情上有许多不同的方法。
But I would like to share three points.
我今天愿意和大家分享三点。
And one, the first point is we can read His word by eating it.
第一点呢就是我们在读他的话语的时候是吃他的话。
I think this verse has been very, very familiar to most of us from the past year.
我想这句话对我们所有的弟兄姐妹来讲在过去的一年当中都是非常熟悉的。
It is from Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16.
是在耶利米书第十五章第十六节。
Thy words were found and I ate them. And thy word became for me a joy and a delight of my heart, for I have been called by thy name.
万军之耶和华神啊，我得着你的言语就当食物吃了，你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐，因为我是称为你名下的人。
Our brother encouraged us not to just use our mind to read God's words.
我们的弟兄他鼓励我们不要读圣经的时候只用我们的头脑。
But rather we would like to eat the words of God so our spiritual life can be nourished.
乃是的我们要吃神的话使我们属灵的生命可以得到滋润。
So reading God's word is not an exercise of our mind.
所以读圣经的话的时候不是我们头脑的一个练习。
And rather it is an exercise of our spirit.
乃是我们灵里边的一个操练。
And for it, every time as we read in this way, we can just read a very short portion of it.
当我们来读这样的用这样的方法来读的时候，每次我们可以读一小段。
Yeah, we may just select a few verses.
我们可以选择几节经文。
And to read it out slowly, clearly, and repeatedly.
我们可以慢慢的读，非常清楚的、重复的来读。
And in this way, somehow, somewhat, the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord can touch our hearts.
在这种方法当中，圣灵就可以触摸到我们的生命。
And I believe many brothers and sisters already have read God's words in this way on Friday Bible studies.
我相信在我们星期五的读经当中，许多的弟兄姐妹们已经用这种方法来读。
And we all agree that it is a blessing to us all.
我们都同意这是在我们生命当中一个非常大的祝福。
But I think we don't have to wait until Fridays to read God's words in this way.
但是我相信我们不需要只等到星期五的时候才用这种方法来读神的话。
Because what we have learned, what we have exercised in the corporate meetings.
因为我们在团体的聚会当中所学到的这些
is for also a should be and could be applied to our personal walks with the Lord.
这些所学到的应当也可以实行在我们个人的生活当中。
So in our personal time with the Lord,
所以当我们自己在神面前独处的时候
we can also read God's words in this way.
我们也可以用这种方法来读神的话语。
We just pick a few verses and we read it clearly, loudly, and allow the Holy Spirit to touch our hearts.
我们可以选几节经文非常清楚的大声的允许圣灵在我们身上工作的方式来读。
If our individual walks with the Lord, if our experiences with the Lord become rich,
当我们在神里边的经历更丰富的时候
and as we gather together, and our meeting will be more abundant.
当我们一同聚集在神的面前的时候，我们的聚会就会更丰盛。
So when I look at this way, when I ponder before the Lord, it seems the meeting, the corporate meeting, and our personal walk actually there's a kind of reciprocal effect.
所以当我们从这种方法来看的时候我们团体的聚会和我们个人的生活是一个彼此之间的帮助和回应。
And I would like to share a little bit of my personal experience of reading, eating God's words.
我希望在这里边和弟兄姐妹们分享一下我个人在吃主话语这些的一些经历。
One morning as I was reading God's words,
有一天早晨当我读神话语的时候
I came to the book of Jeremiah chapter 26.
我来到耶利米书第二十六章。
And I was, I didn't pay too much attention. I was just preparing myself. I just read it out loud.
我没有特别大的、很好的准备，我就只是在主面前大声的来读。
But as I came to verses 2 and 3,
当我来到第二节和第三节的时候
a phrase all of a sudden just hit me, touched my heart.
这个 这节经文就突然间摸到了我的心。
You know the background of the book of Jeremiah.
我们知道耶利米书的背景。
And it describes the last portion of Israelites' history before they were taken to captivity.
因为这是乃是到讲到以色列人被掳之前最后一段的历史。
So at the time of Prophet Jeremiah, he was about to see his people to be captured, and the city of Jerusalem was to be destroyed.
那个时候，先知耶利米就要看见他的子民以色列人要被掳，耶路撒冷城要被毁。
And God sent the prophet Jeremiah to warn his people to speak to them again and again.
所以神就派他的先知耶利米对着以色列人一次又一次的说话。
The God's desire is that his people might turn away from their evil ways.
神的心意乃是让他的子民可能在这种情况下从罪恶当中转离过去。
Now in verses 2 and 3,
所以在第二节和第三节当中，
God again instructed the prophet to speak to the people.
神在这边告诉这个先知怎样对他的子民说话。
So concerning God's oracle, he said to the prophet, do not omit a word.
所以在这里边他讲到关于神的话的时候，一字不可删减。
Perhaps they will listen.
也许他们会听从。
So when I read the phrase, do not omit a word.
所以当我读到这句话的时候，一字不可删减。
Perhaps they will listen.
或者他们肯听从。
All of a sudden I was touched by the love of the Lord.
突然间我就被神的爱所摸着。
We know love is long-suffering, love is patient.
因为我们知道爱是恒久忍耐，爱是有耐心。
And God suffered when his people turned away from him.
当神的子民转离他的时候，我们的主在那边他受苦。
And in his patience, God continued to speak to his people.
但是在他的忍耐当中，他一直对他的子民说话。
So when he spoke, he said to his prophet, don't omit one word.
所以当他说话的时候，他告诉他的先知，一字不可删减。
As if our Lord was afraid that his people would misunderstand him.
好像神恐怕他的子民要错误理解他。
And he said that perhaps.
他说或者。
He said perhaps
或者
they may listen.
或者他们肯听从。
Brother and sister, we know that our God is all-knowing God.
弟兄姐妹们，我们知道我们的神是全知的神。
He knows everything with 100% certainty.
因为他知道每件事情，并且是百分之百的知道。
He knows a thing in the past, in the present, and also in the future.
他知道过去的、现在的和将来的事。
But yet his love for his people.
但是他允许他的子民。
Concerning they are going their own way.
他们允许他偏离己路。
God knew that his people would not listen. He knew that his people would continue to disobey him.
因为神知道他的子民不会听他的话，他们继续走他们的道路。
And yet he would not give up.
但是神没有放弃。
And yet he would like to say to them again, and he said, perhaps.
他还要继续对他们的心说话，说或许。
As if he didn't know for sure whether his people would turn back.
好像神在这里边并不是很肯定他的子民会回头。
As if this Almighty God would like to give another try.
好像神在这边全能的神要再试一次。
As if our Lord, when he saw a slim chance of for his people to turn back, he would like to give a try.
好像神在这边只要有在他子民当中有一线的希望他们能够回头，神还要试一次。
And the Lord said,Perhaps they will listen.
所以神说或者他们肯听从。
At that moment, my heart was touched by the love of the Lord.
在那个时候，我的心实在是被主的爱所感动。
On the one hand, it was melted, but on the other hand, it was encouraged.
有一方面，这心里边是一个失望，但另外一方面是一个鼓励。
Because the love of the Lord will never let his people go.
因为神的爱永远不会放弃他的子民。
I know I ate the word of the Lord.
所以那个时候我知道我是吃了神的话。
Brothers and sisters, in our time with the Lord, we can spend time with Him. We can eat His word, and we can be encouraged.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们来到神的面前的时候，我们可以吃他的话，我们可以从他的话语当中得到鼓励。
And the second point is we, from God's word, from the Bible, we can also see that we may let the word of Christ richly dwell within us.
第二点，我们可以让神的话在耶稣基督里边非常丰盛地建造我们的生命。
And the brothers and sisters, we need to be familiar with the word of the Lord.
所以我们需要非常熟悉神的话。
Not only do we eat of it so that our spiritual life can be nourished.
不仅我们要吃神的话，使我们的属灵的生命可以得到滋润。
But we also need to be familiar with the word so that the Holy Spirit can continue to reveal the will of God to us.
我们也需要熟悉神的话，所以圣灵可以在我们里边做一直开启的工作。
When Brother Jerry Ammon, the speaker for the Winter Conference,
当我们的 Jerry Ammon 弟兄，就是我们冬令会的讲员
，was asked whether there's any way he prepared him any way that he prepared himself to minister to the word of the Lord.
当他问到说是有什么样的方法，他可以在神的面前准备他自己来分享神的话语。
And he said the instruction he got from Elder Brother Kong was.
所以他说呢，江弟兄，我们年长弟兄给他的一个劝勉是。
You read, and you read again.
所以你要读，要读，要再读。
And as we are familiar with the word of the Lord.
所以当我们熟悉神的话语的时候。
And we give ourselves a chance, or actually we give the Holy Spirit a chance.To speak it to us again.
所以我们是给我们自己一个机会，实际上我们是给圣灵一个机会，可以再次把这话做工在我们里边。
So the Holy Spirit will get a chance to continue to unfold the meaning and the reality behind the words.
圣灵就可以在把神的话在我们里边解开。
And so, brothers and sisters, if we have a time, actually we could find time.
当我们有时间的时候，其实我们每个人都可以找到时间。
And we need to.Read God's words.
我们需要读神的话。
Get ourselves familiarized with it.
我们需要熟悉神的话语。
And better yet, if you have a chance or you still have a desire, you can memorize God's words daily, maybe.
更好的呢，就是我们可以在每天的生活当中来背诵神的话。
And in the past winter retreat, our brother led us in the morning devotions and.Kind of memorizing a few verses from the word of the Lord.
在过去这个退休冬令退休会当中，我们的弟兄带领我们晨更，每天早晨背几句神的话。
It was about 3 to 4 verses a day.
就是每天就是三四节。
And most of us could memorize, commit those verses in our memory in probably less than half an hour.
很多的时候，我们可能在这个我们的记忆当中，只能记这些词、这些经节半个小时。
We can memorize them in half an hour.
对不起，我们可以在半个小时之内就把这些经节背下来。
And so on average is about 5 to 10 minutes a verse.
所以平均下来呢，就是5分钟到10分钟，我们就可以背一节经节。
Yeah, 5 to 10 minutes for every day is not much for a day, right? We have 24 hours a day.
我们每天有24个小时，所以5分钟到10分钟的时间不是很多。
And probably we can just spend 5 to 10 minutes to memorize one verse a day.
所以每天我们可以花5分钟到10分钟来背一节经文。
And guess what? How many verses we can have for the year of 2012 if we started today?
如果我们今天就开始的话，我们想在2012年我们可以背多少节经文呢？
365 is not the right answer.
365并不是一个正确的答案。
It's a 365 plus one.
是365再加一。
We have a leap year. There's an extra grace. It's a bonus from the Lord.
因为今年这一年，我们在神的恩典当中多了一天。
And I also give brothers and sisters another piece of information.
我再给弟兄姐妹们另外一个信息。
And all the verses combined for the books of Ephesians, Philippians, and also Colossians.
所以在所有这些腓立比以弗所、腓立比和哥罗西书当中这些经节。
If we have all the verses combined for these three books are 354 verses.
在所有这三本书这些经文加在一起是354节。
Yeah, so actually it's a pretty encouraging.
所以这对我们来讲是一个非常大的鼓励。
And if you, brothers and sisters, if you have a desire, you want to memorize one verse a day, only 5 to 10 minutes a day.
所以每天我们只要用五分钟到十分钟的时间就可以 记一节经文。
And by the end of the year, if you do it consistently, you actually can memorize, I won't say memorize the entire book, but at least you kind of go, you can go through the three books with some kind of memorization in a year.
所以如果我们继续坚持这样做的话，这一年结束的时候，这三本书我们可能不能完全背下来，但是我们可能是非常熟悉。
And how, as a how to read the word, and the last point is,
对于怎样读圣经最后的一点。
And we should read the word with our brothers and sisters.
我们要和弟兄姐妹们一起来读神的话。
Not only do we spend our own time reading God's words.
我们不仅仅要自己花时间来读神的话语。
But we also would like to spend time reading the word with our brothers and sisters.
我们也需要和弟兄姐妹们一同花时间来读神的话语。
Because the Lord's promise is that every two or three gathered together in His name, He will be in our midst.
因为神的应许是有两三个人奉他的名聚集，他就在他们中间。
Indeed, in our personal life, the Holy Spirit will never leave us nor forsake us.
在我们个人的经历当中，圣灵永远不会放离弃我们。
But what we have received, the portion, the measure is still very limited.
但是我们个人在神面前所得的那一点还是很有限。
But every time as we gather together with our brothers and sisters,
但每次和弟兄姐妹们聚集的时候，
the Lord could do a deeper work.
神可以做更深的工作。
And He could do the work that with a greater measure.
他可以做更大的工作。
So brothers and sisters, don't ever look lightly on the Friday Bible study meetings.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们不能轻忽星期五晚上的读经聚会。
We do need to have a personal time, personal study with concerning God's words.
我们需要个人花时间来读神的话语。
But it will be a greater, better blessing if we can gather together with our brothers and sisters.
但是我们和弟兄姐妹们聚集的时候，是一个更大的恩典和祝福。
Okay, the last point is, last question is, when do we read the word?
最后一个问题是我们什么时候来读神的话语？
Because of time.
因为时间的关系。
I will just briefly mention that.
我就简单的交通一点。
Every day is a good day.
每天都是最好的时候。
And we don't have to do four chapters a day. Of course, if you do that, you can go through the entire Bible in a year.
我们当然不需要每天读四章经文，但是如果你这样做的话，一年就可以把圣经读完一遍。
But the point is, we need to read God's word regularly, consistently.
但是重点就是说，我们要经常的、要持续的来读神的话语。
And that is in our everyday life.
那是我们每天的生活当中。
Just like we need to eat food for our physical body every day.
就像我们每天需要吃饭，为着我们身体吃饭的一样。
And we also need the bread, the spiritual bread to feed our spiritual life every day.
我们也需要属灵的饼来喂养我们属灵的生命。
So our spiritual life will continue to be maintained, continue to grow.
所以我们属灵的生命可以得到维持，得到增长。
So every day is a good day.
所以每天。都是最好的时候。
And the second point is, if you can, I think by the grace of the Lord, we all can.
第二点就是，如果我们可能的话，我们相信借着神的恩典，我们每个人都能。
And we can spend the best portion of the day, that is in the morning, with the Lord.
我们可以把一天最好的时候，就是早晨的时候，花来读神的话语。
And we can read a little bit of God's words.
我可以读一点神的话。
And so that our entire day will be strengthened, and we can start off the day with the Lord by His word.
所以我们这一天就在神里边得刚强，这一天能够活在神的话语当中。
And may the year of 2012,
在愿2012年
，and each one of us can richly experience our Lord's great grace.
我们每个月弟兄姐妹们都可以丰富的经历神的恩典。
And in His grace, we have this desire.To know Him more and to by reading His words.
我们在他的恩典当中，心中有个愿望，能够更多的读他的话语，了解他的心意。
And by eating His words, we can all continue to grow in His life.
并且借着吃他的话语，我们每个人可以在他里边继续长大。
Okay, that will conclude my sharing.
这是我的交通。
弟兄姊妹们，新年好。
And brothers and sisters, New Year, good New Year to you. Happy New Year.
林欢弟兄分享这个读经的生活。我的责任是给大家在祷告的生活中有些劝勉。
And Brother Huan just shared concerning reading the word of the Lord. And our brother's responsibility is to share concerning prayer.
让我们再有一些简短的祷告。
Let's have a brief word of prayer.
主啊，你是神的儿子。
Lord, you are the Son of God.
是我们的依靠。
You are our reliance.
是我们的力量。
And you are our
strength. 也是我们的亮光。
And also our light.
更是神的活道。
And you are also the living word.
主啊，你是起初的，你也是末后的。
You are the beginning, or you are the last.
你无所不在，无所不能。
You can do all things.
主啊，我们把下面我们分享的时间也都交在主的手里。
We're going to leave the following time into your hands.
主耶稣，求你借着你的圣灵来祝福。
Lord, Jesus, please bless the time with your Holy Spirit.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我想给大家先读上两段圣经。
Let's first read two passages.
第一节在创世纪五章十一到十三节。
First in the book Genesis, chapter 5, from verse 11 to verse 13.
创世纪五章十一节到十三节，我想我给大家读一下就行了。
Chapter 5 of Genesis from verses 11 to 13.
创世纪第五章第十一节，世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。神观看世界，见是败坏了，凡有血气的人，在地上都败坏了行为。第六章第十一节。
It's Genesis chapter 6.
对不起。我再接着念第十三节啊。神就对诺亚说，凡有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一并毁灭。
Now the earth was corrupt in the sight of God, and the earth was filled with violence. God looked on the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way upon the earth. Then God said to Noah, The end of all flesh has come before me, and the earth is filled with violence because of them. And behold, I am about to destroy them with the wood, with the flood.
下面我再给大家读一段经节，在犹大书。
And another passage is in the book of Jude.
在犹大书第一章二十到二十一节。
And in chapter, verses 20 and 21.
犹大书第二十章，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
By you, beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourself in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life.
也许再接着念一节啊，有些人存疑心，你们要怜悯他们；有些人你们要从火中抢出来搭救他们；有些人你们要存惧怕的心怜悯他们，连那被情欲沾染的衣服也当厌恶。
And continue on verse 23. Save others, snatching them out of the fire, and some have mercy with fear, hating even the garments polluted by the flesh.
我们知道这个2012年嘛已经来了。
We know that we are in the year of 2012.
但是我想我们弟兄姊妹应该知道我们现在所处的时代是什么样的时代。
But we should know that what kind of generations we are in today.
我想我刚读的创世纪那几节啊。在几年前来说，你读了以后，你觉得跟现在的时代完全好像不像样。
And the verses we just read in the book of Genesis, we can see that just a few years ago, we didn't feel that is responding or reflecting the generation we are in today.
但是你如果现在在读这些经节的话，我不知道大家的感觉怎么样。我的感觉是越来越像现在所处的时代。
And, but if you read this passage again, I don't know what you feel, but to me, it feels like it is exactly reflecting the current generation.
你看在这个社会上这个当今的世代
If you look at the society,
在圣经上所写的明显的罪恶，甚至有些罪呢，是神非常憎恶的一种罪，现在在这个当今的社会上已经普遍被人接受、认可。并且喜爱这些事情。
And the sins recorded in the Bible, actually those who are greatly hated by God, has been generally accepted by the general in the general population.
从总统呢到政府，甚至是军队，甚至是美国公众普遍的民心都趋向于这些事情。
And from the president to government, and also to the military, and even for the general populations, they are all open to this sin.
实际上，你大概是到了一个好像无法挽回的一个局面。
And since we have gone to the point, there is no return.
你看，你举目看有谁能挽回这个局面
？And if you consider it, who can turn it back?
在这种时候你就知道神的审判很快就要临到。
And we know that at this moment, God's judgment is coming pretty soon.
我相信神不会允许这种情况持续太久。
And I think the Lord will not allow this situation to continue on for long.
所以说你在读创世纪的话，耶和华观看地见地是败坏了。
And so when you read the book of Genesis, when Jehovah looked at the earth was corrupt.
凡有血气的都败坏了他的行为。
And all flesh was in corruption.
所以耶和华就说，对诺亚说，凡有血气的，他的尽头已经来到了他的，已经来到了。
So Jehovah said, the Lord said to Noah, it has come to the end for all flesh.
耶和华，我想是伤痛的说，我要将地和他们一同毁灭。
And in his grief, the Lord Jehovah said, I'm going to destroy the entire earth.
你现在看现在的时代非常非常像这个时代。
And if you look at the current generations, it is very much in the same manner.
所以新年到了，我们应该在主面前受警醒。
So as we come to the new year, our hearts shall be reminded and warned before the Lord.
我相信现在这个时候不是庆祝，不是欢喜，不是嬉笑的时候。
I believe the time is not for celebration, not for joy, not for laughter.
乃是我们应该伤心，应该警醒，应该祷告的时候。
And it's a time we should be warned and be alert and also put in much prayer.
恐怕我们被这个世界的错谬污染，我们同受神的审判。
And otherwise we might be defiled by the corruption of this world and suffer the judgment as well.
就像犹大书里所说的，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在真至圣的真道上造就自己，下面说得很清楚，在圣灵中祷告，保守自己，常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
Just like what is said in the book of Jude, keep yourself in the love of God, waiting anxious for the mercy of our Lord and to eternal life. And he also says that we need to pray in spirit.
Yeah, 他特别强调是要在圣灵中祷告。
And he emphasizes.That we need to pray in the spirit.
因为在这个末世，在这个时候的话，只有在圣灵中的祷告能保守我们免受要来的这种试炼。
Because we are in the end times, we only in prayer we can be spared from the temptations from this world.
所以说，我想花一点时间跟大家一同劝勉一下基督徒祷告的生活。
And so we'd like to encourage all of us concerning the life of a prayer.
林环弟兄已经分享了读经的生活。
Our brother already shared about how reading God's words.
实际上弟兄很多弟兄也告诉我们，我们基督徒的生活像一列火车，这火车上的两条铁轨是什么
？And a lot of actually many brothers told us that our Christian life is like a train walking on the railroad. And what are those two rails?
一条就是读经，一条就是祷告。
And one rail is reading God's words, and the other is a prayer.
如果我们没有好的这两个生活，我们基督徒的生活就不能上轨，也不能运行。
And if we do not have a very good reading God's word or prayer life, then we cannot be on the right track.
这两方面是缺一不可，要完全的平衡。
And we cannot do one without the other. They need to be balanced.
我林环弟兄讲的祷告。但是我要告诉大弟兄姊妹，光是祷不讲的读经，光是读神的话语是不够的。
So if we just read God's words, it is not enough.
因为如果你光读神的话语，这些话语也许只是作为一个字句、道理，在你身上。 So, 而且你活不出来。
So if we just read God's words, and they might just turn into doctrines, and you could not live it out.
我想给大家读一下主耶稣在约翰福音所记的主耶稣的这个给告诉犹太人的事情。
And we would like to read a recording in the Gospel according to John.
约翰福音第五章第三十九节到四十节。
John chapter 5, verse 39 to 40.
主耶稣告诉犹太人这样说。
And the Lord said to the Jews in this way.
你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，但给我做见证的就是这经。然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
You search the scriptures because you think in them you have eternal life. It is this that testified about us, and you are not unwilling to come to me so that you may have life.
你知道当时犹太人他们的宗教气味非常的浓。
We know that for the Jews at that time, they were very religious.
而且他们法利赛人这些祭司熟读圣经。
And for the Pharisees, they are well versed in the law.
圣经的字字句句他们都非常清楚。
And they knew every letter in the law.
他们知道弥赛亚要来。
They knew the Messiah was about to come.
他们知道弥赛亚要怎么样来。
And they knew how Messiah would come.
但是当主真的弥赛亚神的儿子来的时候，他们不但不接受他，反而弃绝他。
But when the Messiah, the Son, our Lord came, and they didn't receive him, but rejected him.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他们所读的圣经都在头脑中。
Because the words they have read were in their mind.
他们没有跟神亲近，没有跟神那种真实祷告的生活。
And they didn't have this the life draw near to the Lord, and they didn't have this life of prayer.
他们所认识的神是字句上的神。
The God they knew are the God in letters.
不是在心里的、灵里的那个真神。
And not a true God in their spirit.
这个提醒我们，我们现在也是这样。
And this is a reminder to us.
如果我们只是读神的读些字句，我们没有花时间来到神的面前，在灵里与他交通，与他这个亲近，来认识他这个活生生的主，我们到时候也会错过很多机会。
And so if we just merely read his words and without spending time come to the Lord to know the living God, then we may miss out a lot of opportunities.
所以我所要强调这个祷告的生活，特别是那个在暗室里，在隐秘处与神面对面相交的那种生活。
So the emphasis for the topic of prayer for me is on the prayer life in the inner chamber.
这个生活对我们基督徒实在是太重要。
And because of this life is crucially important to us Christians.
特别是在这个末世的时代。
Especially for us in the end times.
可以这样说，你读圣经可以得出个结论，神的意思是，只有我们有这样生活，我们才能逃避要将来的各样的试炼。
And we may come to this conclusion as we read God's words. Only when we have this kind of life.Then we can escape from the judgment.
因为有很多弟兄都告诉我们，一些关于主的知识和主自己是不一样的。
And because we were told by many brothers, the knowledge concerning the Lord and the Lord Himself are distinctively different.
我们一定要花时间亲自来到主的面前来求问他，来仰望他，来与他交通。
We need to spend time to come before the Lord to ask Him and to have a fellowship with Him.
我们这段时间有很多的弟兄姊妹都意识到，我们应该有那种我们的侍奉不应该是只在外面一些侍奉，不是只是外面一些聚会一些活动而已。
And for recently, many brothers have come to this realization that our service is not just something outwardly or some.Our meetings.
在祷告聚会中，有很多的弟兄姊妹都祷告，求主在我们里面兴起里面的侍奉。我们的侍奉是出于生命的流露。
And so in the prayer meetings, the burden for many brothers and sisters was to allow the Lord to raise us up in the inner service, so that our service will be the natural outflowing of this life.
这样的侍奉才有属灵的果效才能为主做美好的见证。
Because only when we serve in this way, then there will produce a spiritual fruit.
但是，我要给弟兄姊妹说，如果我们没有 在暗室里那种亲密的祷告的生活，天天来看主的面哦，来生活在他的同在中，我们要有这种内在的侍奉哦，是不可能的。
And I have to emphasize here that if we do not have this inner chamber life with the Lord to draw near to Him daily, then it will be difficult. It is impossible for us to have this inner service.
如果我们在他面前没有得着亮光，没有得着那种真实的满足哦，我要我们放弃在外面那种啊、那种侍奉，让我们进入里面哦，是办不到的。
And if we have not receive this light or contentment from the Lord, it will be hard for us or impossible for us to let go of the things outward.
相反的，如果我们哦啊重视这种生活，我们进入这种生活，天天在他面前求告，你就发现啊，自然而然我们的生活就转到了里面。
And yet, if we are willing to come near to Him and we seek before Him daily, then naturally our life will turn within.
所以说的话啊。我劝勉弟兄姊妹一定要重视这样的生活。
So my encouragement to brothers and sisters is to place emphasis on this life.
啊、讲到这个祷告的生活有许多的益处。
And so as we come to the matter of a prayer life, and there will bring us a much of blessings.
啊、就我的经验，我就提到几点。
And from my experience, I would like to mention a few points.
首先的话，这种祷告的生活能真实使我们改变的生活。
And this prayer life can truly change us.
如果我们要求在主面前长进，要里面要更新，如果我们不在主面前求问哦，与他交通，我们这种改变哦，只是暂时的，或者是只是外表的。
And if we truly want to grow in the Lord, if we do not have this inner fellowship with Him, then any outward change will be just temporary.
像哥林多后书哦，啊，十八章，啊，十八章十七到十八节说的。
Just like what it says in the Second Corinthians chapter 18, verses 17 and 18.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。我们众人既然敞着脸。得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
And it's Second Corinthians chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is the liberty. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory.Just as from the Lord, the Spirit.
这段告诉我们，我们要改变哦，要改变的荣上加荣，像主的形象，只有一个方法，我们要来到主面前来看他。
So it tells us the way, how we can be transformed into the same image of the Lord from glory to glory, and the way is to look at Him.
当我们来看主的话，主的那个形象哦，就铭刻在我们心中，并且反照出去，别人就可以看见。
And when we look at Him, the image of the Lord will be imprinted in our hearts, and that image will be reflected through us, and people can see it.
一个人，我敢说，特别是年轻的弟兄姊妹啊，你越花时间在主面前，看他的形象，与他啊、与他交通，享受他的同在的甜美，你越是过这样生活，你的改变啊就越大。
And the more we spend time before the Lord, especially for the younger ones, if we would like to spend time and enjoy His fellowship and to look at Him, the more change we will experience in our lives.
你知道这种生活很多人不愿意过，因为什么？是看不见的。
And yet, not that many people would like to live such a life because this life is hidden, invisible.
是在暗室里的。
It's in the inner chamber.
你一定要。抵抗一种诱惑，就是哦，老想在外面哦做一些事情，让别人看见。
You have to resist this temptation to be seen by men.
因为在里面那个生活是天父所看见、所重视的。
Because your inner life is greatly valued by the Father in heaven.
我并不说在外面侍奉不重要，但是你一定要在里面有个根基。才能在外面去侍奉。
I'm not saying that the outward service is not important, but the point is you need to first have this inner life, this inner foundation, then you could have a outward service.
特别是年轻的弟兄，你们刚信主，尝到了主的甘甜，你一定要照这个机会让这个生活持续下去。
Especially for the younger brothers and sisters, you have a taste the sweetness of the Lord, and you need to continue on in this life and to continue to grow.
你在地方要讨神的喜悦，要看他的笑脸。
And so in the inner chamber, you would like to please the Lord and to see His smile.
我相信啊，这种生活也许不是立竿见影，但是隔一段时间，你的生命啊就大不一样。
And I believe that if you live in this life, you might not see an instant effect, but gradually you will see the fruit.
人就可以在你身上啊，看见耶稣的印记。
And people can see the mark of Christ in you.
到时候的话，神的灵会引导你进入各样的侍奉。
And at the right time, the Spirit of the Lord will lead you into various services.
你自己也能改变。
And you yourself will change.
所以说，这是很大的一个益处哦。
So this is a great benefit.
一定要持守这种生活。
And we need to hold on to this life.
啊，另外我想问，啊，这种祷告在亲近的生活，实在是使我们这些人实在真实。
And also in this life of a prayer, in this drawing near to the Lord, that will make us real before Him.
我们很多人实际上哦，啊，照我们本相都是非常虚浮的。
And for us, actually, by our nature, we are very superficial.
我们说话行事哦，都不实在。
And we are not real in our acts or in our words.
但是哦，如果你要想在神面前过一种生活，你这个人必须要变得像神那样的真实才行。
But if we would like to live before the Lord, then we need to be as real, as true as the Lord Himself.
神的话告诉我们，他喜悦内里诚实，他必在我们隐秘处啊，使我们得智慧。
And the Lord's word says that He likes those who are honest in heart, and He will reward us in the secret place.
在神的同在面前，你遮掩不了任何的事情。
And in God's presence, we cannot hide anything from Him.
如果我们经常要过这种生活，自然的，我们这个人哦，就变得一种透明的一个人。
And if we continue to live a life like this, then we ourselves will be more and more transparent.
我们不需要藏任何东西。我们诚诚实实的来到主的面前。
And we don't need to hide anything from the Lord. We just come to Him in sincerity.
并且我们学习主耶稣说的啊，你是就说是，不是就说不是。若多再说呢，就是出于那恶者。
And we will be just like what the Lord says: yes, yes, and no, no. If anything more than that is from the evil one.
并且你这个人越来越变成实在。
And you will become more and more truthful.
因为这只有在神的光照下，我们才能变成这样子。
And because we can only change under the light of the Lord.
也只有看到另外哦，啊，也只有看到主耶稣那个形象，神的形象的时候，我们才能真正的谦卑，我们才看到自己的卑微。
And only when we see the image of the Lord, then we ourselves can be humbled, and we could have this true humility.
Yeah, 这是一件好处啊。
So this is a benefit, one of the benefits.
另外啊，这个益处啊，特别是在这个末世啊，要特别重要，因为哦，主耶稣告诉我们哦，末世啊会有许多的假先知、假基督出来迷惑众人。
And another benefit, especially important for the end times, because in the end times, the Lord's word says that there are many false prophets and false teachers.
并且他们要行大神迹。行很多这个异事哦，甚至哦，连选民呢都有可能被迷惑。
And so this they will perform many miracles and signs. Even the elects will be confused.
在末世会有很多的迷惑的。
And there are many deceptions in the end times.
所以主耶稣教导门徒说，总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
So the Lord taught His disciples, you need to be alert and pray so that you will not be led into deception.
我们只有哦，持守这种在神面前警醒的这种暗中的生活，才能免受我们进入各种的迷惑。
Only when we are in this, be alert in this inner life, then we can be prevented from entering into temptation.
我们才能够行在这个正道上。
And we can walk the right way.
另外我想在遗嘱的亲近还有一个很大的益处，就是说能够 能够使我们救我们脱离各样的偶像。
And also there's another benefit by joining to the Lord is to deliver us from idol worshiping.
我想一个人一旦看到了主的容脸的话，他不大容易太去敬拜太去受别的人或事的这个影响。
A person who has seen the glory of the Lord would be difficult for him to be worshiping other person or things.
Yeah, 不然的话，我们这个人总是受各种各样的一个捆绑。
Otherwise, we will be often bound by many things.
就我们脱离这些捆绑的一个秘诀就在我们要来看到主耶稣基督的荣耀。
And so the secret for us to be delivered from all this bondage is to see the glory of the Lord.
这个能救我们脱离各样的偶像。
And this will deliver us from all kinds of idols.
不管是从人来的还是从事来的。
Either is from man or from things.
Well, 另外一个益处就是说，很多初信的弟兄姊妹会问哎呀，我信主了。主赐给我们一些什么恩赐我有哪些方面能够侍奉神
？And another benefit is that many new believers will ask the Lord, "What kind of gift I have received from the Lord, and how can I serve the Lord?"
我相信你要发现神给你的恩赐你只有通过一个方法，你要好好来祷告。
And the only one way that you can discover the gifts from the Lord is through prayer.
我相信在你祷告过程中。神会越来越显明你在哪一方面特别神托付你要做的。
And I think through prayer you will become clearer and clearer to you in what areas that you can serve.
下面我想给大家分享一下怎么操练祷告这方面的生活。不过时间不多了，我就简单说说就行了。
So in the following, I would like to briefly share with you how to exercise.It's a life of a prayer.
第一个就是一定要养成祷告的习惯，好的习惯。
So, first, we need to cultivate a good habit of a prayer.
特别是年轻的弟兄姊妹刚信主神的圣灵感动你，你现在觉得好像祷告很容易的事情。
And especially for the young and the new believers, because the Spirit has moved you, now you know that it seems to you easy to pray to the Lord.
但是你现在要趁这个恩典新鲜的时候，赶紧养成一个祷告的习惯。
And when the grace is still fresh, you need to cultivate a habit of a prayer.
我建议就是说，你每天一早一晚，至少早晨起来，第一件事情向跟主亲近。
And my suggestion is you're going to spend twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening.
晚上睡觉之前，结束在与主的交通中。
And when you start off the day, you pray before the Lord, and you conclude the day, you pray before the Lord.
如果你养成这个习惯，一生受益受益很大的。
And this habit will bring much benefit to your life.
这个习惯。另外的话，就是要重视祷告这个时间。
And another point is that we need to value the time of a prayer.
这个把与祷告把与神亲近祷告的时间看作你生活中的第一位。
And we need to put that time slot with the highest priority.
不要敷衍这些时间。
And don't just do it as a routine.
你在主面前花十分钟或者半个小时，主会加倍的弥补给你。
The 10 minutes or half an hour you spend before the Lord will be repaid or rewarded by the Lord.
你会尝到这个与主亲近的很多的好处。
And you will have a taste.All the benefits draw near to the Lord.
特别年轻弟兄姊妹，你们单身的时候，一定要趁单身有很多空闲的时间养成这样习惯。
Especially for the young brothers and sisters, you are still single, you still have a lot of spare time, and so you need to use the opportunity to cultivate a good habit.
以后结婚有小孩，你就发现这时间非常非常困难找到。我自己感谢主靠主的恩典我养成一点习惯但是结婚以后我就发现很难很困难那样。
So, when you get married, when you have kids, now you will become more and more difficult. I myself, when I was single, I have a good habit, but when I have a kids and a family, then it become a little bit more difficult for me.
Yeah. 这个习惯会带给你很多的益处那样。
But in any way, this habit will bring much blessing to you.
另外，我想交通一下，祷告一定要恒切。
And also, another point is, when we pray, we need to persist.
神，你读新约圣经啊，对祷告的教导有一部分非常非常多，就是说你祷告要恒切，要持久。
And so in the teaching concerning prayer in the Word, it says that we need to persist in our prayer.
也许你那个兴致来的话，你祷告几天，完了以后你就忘掉了。
And sometimes we may, when we have this urge, then we pray for a few days, and when the urge is gone, then we stop praying.
这个不行的，神的话告诉我们，你要不住的祷告，你要不停的祷告，不要停下来。
And by the word of the Lord says to us, we need to pray, and we need to pray unceasingly.
这个就是说我们要用信心。
And that means the time that we need to exercise our faith.
因为哦，当你好光景好的时候，你觉得好像在天上一样，祷告哦好像不费力。但是很多时候你会有枯干的经历，祷告的时候你觉得摸不着神，好像是对空说话。在这种情况下，你一定要用信心，不能停下来。
Because sometimes if our spiritual condition is good, we feel like we were in the clouds, and when we pray, it's very natural. But there's a time so that we become so dry as we speak to the air. But even that, we need to exercise our faith and continue to pray.
你相信哦，神在听你。然后呢，祷告完的话，你把自己的感觉先放下来，然后你去工作，做别学习，做别的事情。
And then when you pray, you need to, by faith, knowing that the Lord hears you. And then after your prayer, you can just put it aside and continue with your daily activities.
然后你这样持续一段时间，你发现那种感觉就会回来。
And then if you continue on this way, then you will feel like the feeling will come back to you.
然后一直坚持下去。
And then you will need to continue on.
我相信我自己有个愿望，我想你们愿这一生呢，是你一生在神面前祷告的一生，从来不停下来。
This is my desire, and I also hope that this is the desire for all of us, that our life before the Lord is a life of prayer without any ceasing.
这是神所喜悦的。
And this is a pleasing to the Lord.
也是对你哦，极大的祝福。
And that will be a great blessing to you.
下面时间不多了，我就提一下就行了。第三点哦，就说我们祷告一定要不要流于形式。
And the third point is that when we pray, we don't get ourselves into some kind of a formality.
不要做 lip service, 不要做这个 ceremonial 的祷告，就说形式化的祷告。
And it's not a formality, it's not a lip service or any ceremonial action acts.
一定要用心。
And it has to be from our hearts.
一定要相信你所祷告的，神要给你。
And we have to be convinced that what you have prayed, the Lord will give you.
很多时候我们常年做基督徒，接受祷告，已经祷告归祷告，实际的生活归实际生活，这祷告变成一种形式了。
And a lot of times as we have believed in the Lord for many years, and then our prayer is one thing, and our lives is another.
每次祷告完了后，你要来观察、寻求你祷告的事情，神有没有给你？如果没有给你，你要好好的检讨在神面前，要寻求。
And so every prayer you have to seek before the Lord, whether the Lord has answered your prayer. If the Lord has not, then you have to examine yourself.
如果你没有得到神来的可满意的答案啊，你就不放手。
And if you have not received any satisfactory answer from the Lord, you will not stop seeking.
这样子我们祷告的生活才是实在的，才是具体的。不是泛泛的，不是一种形式。
And so that our prayer life will be more specific, it's not just a general and a broad brush.
另外，我想我们要有好的祷告上，一定要弃绝罪，罪断绝我们跟神的交通。
And if we have would like to have a good prayer life, we also need to forsake any sin, all kinds of sins, because the sin will hinder us from coming to the Lord.
所以说，我们要在主面前要守节心清。有罪的话要赶紧在主面前来认，求他来洁净。
And so that we need to be clean in our hands and also in our hearts. And if there's any sinful things in our hands, we need to come before the Lord and repent.
所以我们保守在主面前这种蒙福的生活。
So that our life could be blessed in His presence.
当然，另外两点就是说，祷告是个属灵的征战，仇敌一定来攻击你。一个人要决心在神面前过这样的生活，你发现。仇敌会兴起很多的环境，不让你过这样生活。
And we also know that prayer is a spiritual warfare, and the enemy will attack you if you would like to keep this kind of a life. And so, something we need to be aware.
你要做好准备。
And you need to be prepared.
另外就是说，团体的祷告，教会的祷告会， 非常非常重要。
And also the corporate prayer and the church prayer is very, very important.
我相信每个人有心在神面前过这样生活的弟兄姊妹，你祷告的时候，神都会提醒你，教会祷告会你要去参加。
And if we do have this kind of a personal inner prayer life, the Lord will remind us we need to come to the church prayer meetings to have a corporate prayer.
因为这是主的心意。
Because this is the will of God.
时间不多，我就分享到这里。我想哦，我自己有个心愿，新的一年里求主复兴我祷告的生活。我愿弟兄姊妹也有这个心愿，让我们进入提升这样与主亲密交通的这样的生活。
And because of time, I will stop here. But my desire is may the Lord will revive my prayer life. And we also pray that, brother and sister, we can enter this prayer life and also be elevated so that we can pray to Him.
好，谢谢大家。